Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a drug induction. For this induction, you'll need a glass of water, so make sure that you have one before we continue. Are you ready? Alright, let's begin. Just for a moment, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're safely at home, just having a relaxing time. You've gotten yourself a glass of water to enjoy just something simple. We all need to enjoy the simple things in life sometimes, don't we? You thought you heard something before, but you weren't quite sure. It must have been nothing. So, you take your glass of water after you open your eyes and just take a sip. It's just water. It's perfectly safe. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing special about the taste. There's nothing special about the glass of water at all, except that unbeknownst to you, it's been drugged. You don't taste it. You don't smell it. But there's this odd, very, very subtle tingling in your throat. But of course, you're not aware of this just yet. It's just a glass of water, and you're perfectly safe. You take another sip, and you can feel the cool water going down your throat. You can feel the lovely fluid going all the way down into your stomach, where it dissolves into nothingness. But it's not just water. It's more than that. There's a drug in there and it's slowly doing its work. You're feeling a little bit more relaxed, almost drowsy, but it's nothing yet imperceptible. You take another sip. It sort of feels nice to drink water, just a sip by sip, not thinking about anything at all, not even realizing that your body has slowly become more and more drowsy. Yes, deep inside you feel a change that's bizarre. You feel a change that you can't quite explain. But it feels sort of nice. You were just planning to relax anyway. And this fits perfectly with your plans. You don't know why, but you just started feeling drowsy, sleepy, very relaxed. And without even thinking, you take another sip. You just take that sip and you feel the cool water flowing down your throat. And without even thinking, the drug does its work. You can't do anything about it now. The drug is in your system. You can't do anything anymore, except for just blissfully unaware sipping on your drink. But you don't do that just yet. Your body is starting to feel so nice and relaxed. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is that's making you so relaxed. Your fingertips, in fact, start to tingle a little bit as they lose any power to move. But you can still hold the glass. It's fine. You take another sip, not knowing that there is a drug inside. Now, feeling very relaxed, you put the glass away on the surface. And as you do so, you just take a nice, deep breath. You've only taken a few sips, but you definitely feel very, very woozy. You're not sure what has happened, but your whole body is sort of tingling like it's falling asleep. And yet, every part of your body is very, very sensitive. The tingling on your fingertips seems to make them more sensitive. You can feel the fabric they're resting on, but you can also start to feel that it's becoming increasingly hard to put thoughts together. It's becoming increasingly difficult to think straight, to try and hold onto your thoughts. You're not quite sure what has happened. It happened so fluently and so innocently. Maybe you're just tired. But no, that's not it. You're trying to fight it now. You know that something is wrong, that you've been drugged. But it's taking you over. It's already in your bloodstream, already coursing through your veins. Your fingers are tingling, your arms are tingling, your legs and feet are tingling. For a moment you try to open your eyes. You didn't even realize that you've been having them closed this whole time. You're trying to open your eyes, trying to fight what's happening to you. You don't want to fall into a deep sleep, vulnerable to whomever has drugged your drink. But you know you're going to. You're trying to open your eyes again, but they're so heavy. You're slipping away so far. You don't know what's happening to you, but you do. You were being drugged, but your thoughts are just fading away. You don't know what's happening to you. It's just relaxing. This glass of water, this little bit of innocent liquid, has taken you over completely. You're not even listening to my voice anymore. You're just drugged. And it's a special hypnotic drug that makes you extremely suggestible, extremely open to my commands, to my words. And you don't know what's happening at all. You don't know what's happening to your body and mind, and somehow you're fine with that. Your eyes are closed, your body is resting. Everything is fine. Everything is completely, totally fine. Everything that's being said to you is fine. Every suggestion is fine. Even the suggestion to open your eyes again, you follow without thinking. Only this time, even though your eyes are open, you see nothing, because you haven't been suggested to see anything. You open your eyes all the way, blankly staring into space. You know that your body is laying there. You know that you're watching, but you can't do anything about it. Part of you wants to ask for help. But you're shifting, flowing, falling away again. Your eyes just fall shut again with no command to keep them open. And you go deeper and deeper, fully into trance, open and suggestible, deep and blank. And you have no choice but just to follow these words. You can't do anything about it. It's not your choice. You've just been drugged. You didn't choose to feel like this. It just happened to you. It overpowered your body and mind with chemicals spreading through your bloodstream, flowing from your fingertips to your toes, from your head to your deepest center. There's no control anywhere anymore in your body. Everything has been drugged, flowing, sleeping, obeying, open to my suggestions, open to my words. There's nothing you can do about it. In fact, without ever realizing it, you're now deeply asleep. Your head just falls. You have no control anymore. Your mouth has been hanging open for a while. Your fingers listlessly flat, just laying there. You're breathing in and out with no thoughts. You're completely deep, empty, and obedient. Completely open to my words. Completely open to my suggestions. And there is nothing you can do about it. You must obey. Your whole bloodstream is full of chemicals that will make you obey my voice, and it will last for a while. It will last. Even after I wake you, you will remain suggestible to my voice, allowing you to listen to me, suggest new things, different things, maybe teasing, maybe commanding. You have no idea, because you're being controlled. The drug in your bloodstream will slowly fade. It will take about an hour to be completely out of your system, and there's nothing you can do to expedient this. You've drunk the water. You've taken the drug without realizing it. And until it finishes its work, you must obey my words. It makes you suggestible to the person you're hearing right now. And after you awaken, you don't even quite remember what has happened. All you know is that you must obey my voice, that you are completely open to my suggestions, and that it feels good to obey. It feels so good to follow my suggestions. Your mind is completely blank, and you're following my suggestions. In a moment, I'm going to wake you again, and while your mind will be aware again, the suggestions will keep on working. The drug will keep on working until it is all done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wake. And remember, even if you can't remember, have fun.